Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
O-line's playing well and everything, but I think he's facilitating at a high level right now. It's kind of funny, he could be hurting the defense and ground too if he really wanted to, which I don't think he does, and I think it's only comes out when he needs to.
It's Kyle Hamilton, Ravens all-pro safety, talking about Lamar Jackson. And I know you're taking it to the new level when your defensive teammates are talking about your performance in basically just three quarters. Because he was out early in the fourth against Denver yesterday, but Kyle Hamilton had one of his best games yesterday against the Broncos. Recognizing what number eight brings to the equation, Ravens could have put more on the board, took the pedal or the foot off the pedal, and still won by 31 points. So Lamar Jackson doing great things, and when your teammates are kind of in awe at what you do, and he didn't practice until Friday, speaks volumes of the respect level he has out there at one winning drive.
Well, I think what the offense is doing is they're making life easier for the defense. And they're scoring a ton of points, which makes life easier. I mean, you just look at the second quarter for the Ravens. They had 14 plays, 160 yards, and 7 points. Third quarter, they had 21 plays, 153 yards and 14 points. So, I mean, 31 points between the second and third quarter, whereas Denver, in the third quarter, 6 plays minus 2 yards. They ran a total of 26 plays in the second half for 90 yards. And the last two series, you know, were like garbage kind of times when the Ravens went 3 and out with the backups in. So, I mean, it was domination in the second half. And the third quarter was game, set, match, basically. I mean, the offense came out and, you know, kicked their butts. And then the defense, they three and out. I mean, that was a great way to play the third quarter.
And when they scored on that last drive before halftime, the Ravens made it a 14-point game.
Yeah.
And then to come out, like you said, and just march down the field, you could see that things were turning into a negative for the Denver Broncos on a Sunday afternoon in Baltimore's video. Haney, Nolan McGraw, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Sykesville. It's Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks. I'm just curious. I think sometimes a good game like yesterday on the defense can cause like problems later on down the road, especially when we're looking at the trade deadline in the next 24 hours or so. Because if DaCosta is in his office today and he's thinking everything has been figured out in the defense, he's wrong. Because there has been no pass rush all year. I don't care who the quarterback has been. He's had a ton of time back there to figure out who to throw it to. And eventually, the Ravens are going to come across somebody who is going to have the ability to beat them. And the offense can't keep giving all the consistency that they've been giving him. There has to be balance on both. So that's my hope, and I just hope I'm wrong, guys.
No, I don't.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Eric will be on the phone. I'll guarantee he's looking for a pass rusher or somebody that's better than Eddie Jackson since he was a scratch yesterday. So I think because here's the thing that Eric knows is that they got a great chance to win the Super Bowl, a great chance. So now's the time to get whatever you need. You got 11 draft picks. 11 dudes ain't making this team next year. So I think Eric will be working his tail off.
Let's get back to the phones. Trade deadline tomorrow, by the way, at 4 o'clock. National Football League. Let's go to Devin in Baltimore. Did I pronounce your name correctly there, Devin?
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Awesome. What's going on?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. How's it going, guys, man? Benny and Haney, one of my favorite guys, two of my favorite guys, radio personnel, man. Good to hear from y'all.
Thank you.
Be real quick, man. I was impressed with the variety of formations that we able to run with our offense, like 12, 11, 21, 22. That's the good thing. And I believe that we not even fit like Lamar is really in the beginning of his prime. That was just amazing showcase yesterday. The defense put on somewhat of a clinic, but like the previous caller, I do agree with him, and that's my point on this call. Really quick, like they only scored 10 points. However, it was about 3 to 4 plays where the receivers were really behind our DBs. Mm-hmm. They were just overthrown, you know. And I don't want to dim out the victory on what the offense did. I really appreciate having an offense like this. If you've been a long-term Ravens fan like myself, you appreciate what we're doing on offense. So I'm not going to dim that light. However, I just think we need to get in better position moving forward, scheme wise, and also some technique and defense. Thanks for the call, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, Devin. Yeah, the kid Franklin from Oregon had a couple of opportunities to make plays.
Yep, he missed one in the end zone, and Joe Burrow's not going to miss those.
No,
that's the thing. So yeah, the defense, it's a good start. It's a good start, and maybe some of the Dean P's influence is starting to take shape. You know, it's been 3 weeks since Dean's been there now. But the biggest thing they did extremely well, red zone. Denver was 1 of 4 in the red zone. So that was huge, whereas the Ravens were 4 of 6. So that was a big part, and that was good for the defense at that time.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Vinny, man, welcome back, man. Did your boy do good?
Yeah, they lost 2, but, I mean, they lost 2-1 and 1-0. But he Saturday night he played real well, thank you.
Well, that's good, that's good. Miss you, Vinny, man. I tried my impersonation of you, man, you know, try to keep the show going a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think I did pretty good. I rated myself about a C+. Hey, man, Eric better be doing some conversations right now, man, on that phone, man. And you better not bring me no, what's his name, Calais Campbell either. You better give me some defensive tackles as well to go with a pass rusher. And you should have, and you better be on the phone with New England and try to see if you can smooch what you caught away from them, Christian Gonzalez, because we need a corner. I'm sorry, Wiggins, I'm going to say it right now. Done with that guy. That guy ain't nothing but a glorified nickel package type of guy. He ain't no number one corner. Care what nobody say. You don't draft a guy because he's 20 years old. You think he could do for you. Draft the best player that can give you a chance to win on Sundays, man. I don't know, man. Just Eric better be doing some pushing buttons right now is all I got to say, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Brian. Christian Gonzalez, I'm going to go ahead and say he's probably not available.
No, absolutely not.
And you would have to trade Wiggins to get him if that was even part of a reality, which it isn't. Calais Campbell, could it be on the move from Miami because the Dolphins are probably done? Perhaps. I mean, everybody wants Hall of Famers and fancy. Let's get the young stud who could be available. The young studs aren't going to be available, I don't think, from even floundering teams. Buda Baker, for instance, isn't going anywhere now because what Arizona's doing.
No. And in reality, you know, I mean, Calais Campbell, do they really need an inside? I mean, if Travis Jones is healthy, Travis Jones and Matabike, they're very good inside. I mean, that that run game without Travis Jones yesterday was a little scary. And if Travis Jones didn't play on Thursday night and you're going to play Warmly on the other kit, things are going to be, they're going to try to run the football some.
It's 58 Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Will come back, count that Monday money, hopefully buy or sell, and the many sports subjects of this day. Notes from the North coming up around 12:30. More of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. NFL Lunch, Charles Walker is going to have that with us coming up at 1 o'clock.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan. Victory Monday. Ravens win yesterday, 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. Very impressive W at that. Short week, however. Cincinnati coming to town. We'll get to notes from the North coming up in a few minutes. Terps start their season tonight. Men against Manhattan. You could hear that game. 105.7 The Fan, 7 o'clock tip. Two teams coming off disappointing campaigns in 23-24. Gary Williams will be joining us tomorrow to talk about the landscape of college basketball. Big Ten has 18 teams. None of them in the top 10. By the way, at least early in the rankings. Gold gloves. Do not go to any Orioles. So that's that. Off season has begun. Let's see if Mike Elias brings some new toys for Brandon Hyde to play with in 2025. But let's count some dough first and foremost. Buy or sell.
Well, the Dow's down 333. S&P's down 25. NASDAQ's down 78. DraftKings up 6 cents. Under Armour's up 11 cents to $8.
Well, let's start here with Major League Baseball. Free agency officially begins today, and Orioles fans are once again hopeful for an uptick in spending. One of the big names they'll have to decide on keeping or not is Anthony Santander, coming off a career season in terms of power. If they aren't able to retain him, will they turn to another free agent to fill the right field spot, or will they have a prospect slide into that role? Among other free agent outfielders is veteran journeyman Jock Peterson, who's also coming off a very solid season, has World Series experience under his belt as well. Buy or sell, Bob, if Santander is not re-signed, Peterson would be a good budget replacement.
I'll soft buy it. Isn't he kind of DH city at this stage of his career, though?
Yeah, he only was a DH last year. Yeah.
Immense power. Immense power. Left-handed stick, though. The problem the Orioles have right now is they don't have any right-handed bats. It was Austin Hayes. It's in Philly. Santander brings the switch hitter element to the equation. Replacing Santander is going to be a priority if he leaves. I don't know if Peterson's the guy, but you have to think about him blasting him onto the flag court, though, to some level here.
Well, the Ravens saw just how quick Bo Nix can be yesterday. The rookie was not afraid to escape the pocket, take off when under pressure. 36 rushing yards brings his 2024 season total to 295 as we hit the halfway point of the season. Meanwhile, their running backs really not that much better. Javonte Williams, the starter, only 387 yards on the ground this year. Backup running back Jaleel McLaughlin, just 208. Now, Nix, you know, right now being the second leading rusher on the team, when you see his skill set, you know, pretty talented, but I'm not sure that Sean Payton and company necessarily want him running a ton in their weekly game plans. By yourself, Vinny, Nix will still finish second on the team in rushing yards by the end of the season.
I'll buy that. I'll buy it. I mean, he's a big dude that can move pretty well. So I think when they're playing better teams, he's going to have to use his legs more.
Over to the NBA, where the Toronto Raptors, they were not expected to be good this season, but things may end up being even worse than anticipated. One of the few bright spots on their roster, Scotty Barnes, he suffered an orbital bone fracture last week that will need to be reevaluated in 3 weeks' time. They currently have a 2-5 record. They'll play roughly a dozen games in these next 3 weeks with Barnes out. Could be even longer beyond that. Maybe looking at a full turn towards a tank job here, even if that was already on their radar. Buy or sell, Bob, by the time Scotty Barnes comes back, the Raptors will have the league's worst record.
League's worst record. Wow. I'll sell it, but they'll be in the conversation. Quickly hasn't played much at all because he's dealing with a hip and a wrist and all of that. Grady Dick is stepping up to the equation, though, getting more playing time. R.J. Barrett's had a good year. But Scotty Barnes is a triple-double machine. He's one of the more underrated stars. Rookie of the year a couple years back. Yeah, Toronto's going to stink. They might not have the worst record, but they'll be on the same page. How's that sound?
Back to the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott, we know he was brought back to Dallas this offseason as the presumptive starter, and it's gone about as well as we expected. Only 149 yards on his stat line through seven games. What we probably didn't see coming was him being a healthy scratch for disciplinary reasons. They told him to stay home, didn't even travel with the team to Atlanta over the weekend. Now the question is, where do they go from here? Reports are that he's been late to meetings, very disinterested, kind of a distraction around the facility. The production isn't there, as I just mentioned, under 200 yards on the year, and they're not really paying him anything significant either, many assuming that he's going to be flat-out cut. And if he's cut before tomorrow, he can go straight to free agency without hitting waivers. Buy or sell, Vinny, if Zeke hits the open market, no one will pick him up.
I'll buy that 100%. Who wants a headache, you know, with no production? No thanks.
And we'll close up shop here in the NBA. Paul George, he's yet to suit up for the 76ers, but was their big free agent target of the offseason. Before he did hit true free agency, they were trying to trade him, the Clippers that was, and there was interest from multiple teams around the league, including the Denver Nuggets. However, when LA asked for a trio of young players in return as part of a trade package, they wanted Christian Braun, Julian Strother, Peyton Watson from Denver, they turned it down. They backed out of the deal. We know Christian Braun has since started to excel in a starting role for them this year. Strother and Watson aren't getting many minutes, though. Buy or sell, Bob, Denver made the right choice holding on to their pieces.
Absolutely. Buying it. Paul George not playing. You just pointed it out. He got hurt at the end of the preseason. Sixers have all sorts of problems. Embiid's attacking a columnist in Philadelphia over things that were written about him, bringing a family. You're crossing the line. In my humble opinion, you want to criticize me, that's fine. Don't mention my family. These are fighting words. And I guess Joel Embiid thought that was the same thing there. But Paul George is what, 33, 4? Kind of up there in the age as well. And Braun, you see the dunk on the Stifle Tower on Friday night, which was a thing of beauty. Denver made the right decision. Yes, long-winded way of buying that one. Elaborating a little bit, Nolan, on your question there.
34 years old, by the way.
There you go. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Notes from the north. The Cincinnati Bengals, they get a much-needed win if they beat the Ravens, a big if, on Thursday night. They're back to 500 for the first. That's actually, they'd be at 500 for the first time this season. Browns lose at home, as the Chargers defense did what Baltimore should have done last week, but would have, could have, should have. Steelers were off, so we get into all of that and more. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Childs Walker is going to have NFL lunch with us. We'll get to our picks for this past weekend, College and Pro, and there is a game coming up tonight in the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs look to remain undefeated against the injury-riddled Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bengals.
Chase to the end zone. That's a Bengal touchdown.
Browns.
Toss down. Miles Garrett gets home.
Steelers.
Pressure ball out. Picked up. What? Touchdown Steelers.
Ravens.
Lamar winding up. Going deep for Bateman. He's got it.
The toughest division in football. Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens win yesterday, 41-10 over the Denver Broncos, so the AFC North team home handled their business in a big way against the Denver team that had come in and won 5 of 6 heading into yesterday's game. And the Ravens, after an interesting first half, imposed their will, and we'll talk more about that as the show rolls on. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. But elsewhere in the AFC North, Cincinnati Bengals, who will be in Baltimore Thursday night, rematch of that epic game they played about a month ago in Cincy, taking on the Vegas Raiders. And Joe Burrow doing Joe Burrow stuff on a Sunday afternoon.
3rd and 6. Burrow wide open. Gesicki running free, loping to the end zone for the cherry on top for Cincinnati.
Fox on the call, Joe Burrow, one of his 5 touchdown passes, 2 to Mike Gesicki. Also, Chase Brown got in the end zone. Drew Sample got in the end zone. And Andre Yosivash got in. And with all the injuries they have at wide receiver, that's a guy to probably keep an eye on. Thursday night, Chase Brown rushed for 120 yards. And the Cincinnati Bengals, after falling behind early, took advantage of a shaky Raiders team after the blowout loss for Las Vegas. They fired 3 coaches, including their offensive coordinator. We'll get to that. But for Cincinnati, after a couple of, underwhelming offensive performances, they got that thing clicking again. Their first home win of the season, by the way.
Yeah, that was a good win for them, especially offensively. Like you said, because they've struggled. They were 0-3 without T. Higgins, and T. Higgins didn't play yesterday. I'm guessing he's not playing Thursday. So Gesicki stepped up. They were able to run the football, which is, that's going to be interesting on Thursday night, stopping the run if Travis Jones is not healthy. So they still have the same defense. The one Orlando Brown didn't play, starting left tackle. So that could cause them some problems against the Ravens, because the Ravens, it's not the Raiders.
Trey Hendrickson had 4 sacks, 7 quarterback hits. Chris Jenkins Jr., he had one as well. So Trey Hendrickson, as the Ravens know, because he's been a thorn in their side, can get to said quarterback. But outside of that, the potential pass rush, we talked about it earlier, Vinny, their secondary is, leaves a lot to be desired and lacking in the speed department for sure.
Yes, especially, the Geno Stones, at the safety position, they don't run well and they don't cover well. That's a problem. Their corners are not great cover guys. And, yeah, Hendrickson is their stud player. So we'll see. I can't wait to watch the film from the Raider game.
Early line, Ravens -6. Over under 52.5, though. So
high scoring.
BetMGM, ESPN Bet thinks that this thing's going to be up there in the lights like the first one was. First one was 41-38 overtime.
Yeah.
Big extravaganza, which the Ravens won. Now the Cleveland Browns. A week ago today, we were talking about the Ravens losing to them. And Jameis Winston winning Offensive Player of the Week, which he eventually did last Wednesday. And I said that previous Friday. Ravens defense going to impose their will. They're going to get out early. They're going to pack it in. And that's going to be all she wrote. Well, we get back to the bad play calling. That was last week. Yesterday, Chargers taking on Cleveland. And how about former Raven doing some good things on the ground for Jim Harbaugh there?
Yeah, a lot of people, Aditi, were stunned that Ward strapped it on and played. Here's Dobbins. He's got a seam, and he bangs it in for the
Chargers. 16 yards.
CBS on the call. J.K. Dobbins, former Raven, had 85 yards, 14 carries, 6.1 per attempt. Two touchdowns on today. Justin Herbert, 18 of 27, 282, two touchdowns himself. He had a quarterback rating of 125.8. Had a caller earlier missing Gus Bus. Gus Bus has been hurt, hasn't played in weeks, as Derrick Henry's leading MVP candidate, at very least an offensive player of the year kind of guy in the AFC NFL. But J.K. Dobbins, all right, is he what he was pre-knee injury? No. But has he been doing the job as called upon by the Chargers and Greg Roman? Yeah, so far so good, I would think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dobbins has been great for them. And, you know, G-Rose there with him. I'll say this. Dobbins wouldn't be playing at all if he was a Raven. Because he can't handle what Justice Hill does. You know, and he definitely can't carry the things that Henry's doing.
Quentin Johnston had four catches for over 100 and a touchdown. Remember, the Ravens play the Chargers in a couple of weeks on national television. They got six sacks themselves against the beleaguered Cleveland offensive line, one that for whatever reason Ravens could take advantage of. So the Chargers quietly 5-3 on the year, and a team to keep an eye on as we get into the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think a team that's going to keep getting better and better, and they don't even have their two starting tackles. The left tackles, you know, an all pro, and the right tackle was the fifth pick of the draft. Wait till they get healthy.
Steelers were off. They have a bye this week at 6-2, and they made the quarterback change, as we all know, to Russell Wilson, and so far so good there. Ravens will face the Steelers on November the 17th, coming up in just a couple of weeks. But if the Ravens beat Cincy, then we'll do our picks on Thursday, obviously, for the game. Pittsburgh's at Washington, by the way, coming up this Sunday, and they're underdogs in that game, too, 2.5 points. If the Ravens beat Cincinnati, is it fair to say the Bengals are done? Forget about it. They're not winning the division anyway, but just trying to keep afloat in the wild card in the AFC.
Yeah, then they'd be 4-6.
Right now they're the ninth seed, and seven get it.
4-6.
You're tied with the Cubs.
I mean, you can't totally put a fork in them, Bob. I mean, because, you know, what happens if they win 3 or 4? With their offense, to me, you still give them a chance, but their defense is so bad that even it'll be hard for them to make a long run. It'll be hard for them to win against good people.
If they beat the Ravens, they're at 500. Now then, we're looking at them like, okay. And now we're asking more questions about the Ravens, especially if it's another one of these 41-38 kind of shootout games.
Right. This, you know, I mean, we, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, the defense made strides. All right, they made strides, but we're going to find out this week, you know, what kind of strides they make. Now, if the defense shows up, Bob, and they give them, 14 points or whatever, then on this Friday, we'll be talking a lot about that defense.
Now, if the playoffs started today, which they don't, we do this all baseball season, Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, L.A., Chargers, and the Broncos would be the playoff team.
Pretty formidable
the
teams.
Ravens would play Houston. In Houston, because right now the Ravens are the 5 seed.
Oh, okay.
Now, they do play each other on Christmas Day.
In Houston.
Yeah, and a lot of things are going to change, we assume, before now and Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday. But interesting things going on. Indy's out because they lost last night. We'll get to the picks later. We talked about the Bengals. I mean, the Jets are kind of, sort of, maybe, I guess, hanging around at 3-6 or no.
What? They got a... Well, they got Bob, we'll find out this week because Arizona's damn good. You know, so if they win that one and put two together, then maybe they can start stacking some. But, well, you know, they're wait and see.
Yeah, Jets at Arizona, Cardinals 1-point favorites there. If you want to get in, join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Talk about yesterday's Ravens win. Charles Walker is going to have some NFL lunch with us. We'll do our pick review later on in the show about 1:30. As a matter of fact, Maryland Hoops starts tonight as they host Manhattan. You can hear that game here on 105.7 The Fan. Kevin Willard, year 3, cannot go tournament-less. They better be dancing and hopefully dancing at a pretty strong rate. right now, kind of on a bubbly preseason prediction thing, and the Big Ten doesn't really have a dominant team as Purdue, highest rated preseason, and they're 14th in the country. But all of this is subject to change. Maryland football is back on the field coming up Saturday at Oregon. 25-point underdogs to the number one ranked team. Navy lost, second straight loss for the midshipmen there. No Oriole Gold Glove winners. The offseason begins in earnest for Mike Elias, and we'll see how much money David Rubenstein really is willing to spend to upgrade the team. Back-to-back playoff appearance is great. Now it's time to take it to the next level. We talk about it with the Ravens all the time. Getting the playoffs is... You can't win the Super Bowl without being in the playoffs. So getting there is the first step for the Orioles. Same thing. You've made that step. You've won your division. You've made it back-to-back years. Now it's time to win a game and then move upwards and onwards in the American League East, where you're chasing the defending now American League champion New York Yankees. So a lot to get into. You want to join us, you can. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw. It's a Victory Monday. Ravens are 6-3 on the year. New Orleans fired their coach, Dennis Allen. They've lost seven consecutive games. Derek Carr was getting called out by Michael Thomas for setting Chris Olave up for the KO punch as he left the field with a concussion. So things not going well in the Crescent City after their first two games where they looked like a dominant team. They haven't sniffed victory since, for the most part. They've had some close games, but losing at home to Carolina, not an ideal situation.
And, Bob, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because... You fired a coach, you're 2-7, and guys start checking out. And I'll bet you watch run the offices and stuff. Guys won't be coming in to do extra lifting and doing all the extra film. Now they've got their eyes on end of season.
They lost at Carolina. Let me correct myself there. But with the Ravens, a couple of stats to get into here. Lamar Jackson, perfect quarterback rating. Only threw the ball 19 times. So as we talked earlier, Vinny, it seemed as though there were opportunities for him to hightail it out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to stay and make plays with his arm there.
Well, a good example of that one is the touchdown pass to Zay. I mean, he was out there for a while, you know, hanging around. But he's being smart. I mean, he's probably sore and, you know, from not practicing for two, knee and back and everything else. And I think the other thing, Bob, is he's going to go above and beyond in that in those big games, you know, when he needs to run. And I don't think he probably felt like this is not that type of game. Bengal game Thursday night, national TV? Possibly.
Derrick Henry, 23 carries, 106 yards, two touchdowns. He has now exceeded 100 TDs rushing for his career, 1,000 yards on the season. So we knew Derrick Henry coming in still had something left in the tank and change of scenery, motivation, et cetera, et cetera. Does he fit into this Ravens offense with Lamar Jackson? Boy, that was a miscalculation by people who thought it would have been a problem. But I said when they signed him, I would take what he did last year. With Tennessee complimenting Lamar Jackson in that running game, he is annihilating 2023 production here for the Ravens so far this season.
And the thing about it is, Bob, if you said, you know, how old is that guy? You wouldn't say 30. I mean, he looks young, spry, and he looks pretty damn good. And he shows speed. In that... Yesterday, one of the runs that really impressed me showed a really good quickness where he jumped over the guy and stuff, you know, and it was about a 3 or 4 yard run, but really quick feet. I liked.
Receiving, it was Zay Flowers leading the way, 5 for 127 and 2 touchdowns. So his outstanding sophomore season continues on. We talked about this earlier. Nelson Aguilar gets one of these a game, it seems, a 29-yarder. Mm-hmm. Remember, he scored last week against Cleveland. Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, limited targets, only 3 combined for the tight end yesterday, unless you want to count Ricard.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is I mean, there's not a lot of targets if you're only throwing it 19 times. I mean, that's the thing, and only 7 times in the second half. So it wasn't... wasn't one of those games that was called for a bunch of throws, you know, and maybe in the Cincinnati game, because last time they threw it 42 times when they played them.
Defensively, Marcus Williams made the first play of the game, and then Adarius Washington got a pick on the second play from scrimmage for the Denver Broncos. Marcus Williams, as we talked about all last week, was benched. Disciplinary reasons in-house for whatever against the Cleveland Browns, and you'll watch film tomorrow based on the victory yesterday, but outside of that first play, he's the one that was on Bo Nix when he caught the touchdown pass, I guess.
Yeah. He was on the end of the line of scrimmage, and then Bo came out, and then he got boxed out, as the announcers said, on that play. But I was happy that he was much more engaging. You know, I mean, he needed a shower this week, because he engaged in the game, I thought he was up more involved, a lot more. Now, what Eddie Jackson, he was scratched. So basically 2 weeks in a row, one guy has been scratched. Well, Williams wasn't scratched, but he had a baseball cap on.
Yeah, and what's more inglorious, suiting up and not playing or just being healthy and active like Eddie Jackson was yesterday?
Yeah, and Eddie Jackson came off, 10 tackles in that game, and dropped two interceptions. So it wouldn't shock me if they didn't go get a starting safety, but somebody that could come in and play the Eddie Jackson role. Somebody that's, like a Geno Stone type guy.
Trenton Simpson, 9 tackles with a sack. So it's a couple weeks in a row.
Yep.
We've seen number 23 get involved in playmaking abilities here.
And the other thing, Bob, was I want to say he played roughly, Trenton Simpson played 97%. So that's 2 weeks in a row. So the more time that he's gotten, he's making more plays. And he's making some plays in the pass game and stuff, too. And he's pressuring the quarterback. He's getting some pressure on the quarterback, too, when he does blitz. So more play time, more production. And he is stacked, like you said. Back-to-back games, he's had 2 good games.
Tavius Robinson had a couple of sacks yesterday, 4 quarterback hits. What do we make of this performance?
It was a needed performance, let's just say that, because nobody else is getting close to the quarterback, and he just keeps working is what he does. He just keeps working, and the thing is, he's a long-legged guy, so he's not a quick, nifty guy because he's a strider, and he pushes guys back. He doesn't have great hands, but he can push them back and work his guy and get garbage sacks because he keeps working. The disappointing one to me is like on the one, Owe is chasing Bo Nix. That says, come on, Owe, you run 4.4. He's probably 4.8. Get him. And Owe didn't.
Only 3 tackles for Roquan Smith.
I was kind of watching some of it this morning, and I think they didn't feel like they needed to double team any of the D line, not other than Matabike. So linemen were getting right in his face. Old linemen were getting right in his face. So I think that made his life very difficult.
Ravens win 41-10. We'll talk more about that when we come back with Childs Walker. So stay tuned. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Coming up at 1:30, got our picks. Look back at what happened over the weekend, college and pro. Look ahead to tonight's game as the Kansas City Chiefs look to remain undefeated against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Maryland Hoops. Kevin Willard, year 3 starts against Manhattan tonight. You can hear it on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.